So welcome home to yourself. Welcome to this Yoga Nidra practice with the intention to rest in the essence of one's own self through a process of self-anointing. So as you settle, simply allow there to be a quiet exhalation as the breath goes out, allowing for there to be a soft and easy settling down into the space of the earth beneath, and to know that this is your practice, that it is for you, and so there isn't any way to do it wrong, because it's yours. This is your practice. So that intention really is to allow the whole of this experience of being in the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra, but this experience to allow this being to rest in the essence of its own power, in the ground of being. You truly are that openness of awareness in which everything arises and dissolves. And in that space of simply being, let there be a welcome for all of the sounds that can be heard in this space. And to know that in welcoming in all of these sounds, it's as if this great big circle of sound, this unique soundscape that never before existed, and will never again be the same, that this soundscape exists just as it is right now, and that every sound is welcome. As if each and every sound uniquely arises just in this moment, and the sweeter the welcome for every sound that can be heard, the deeper the settling into this space of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. And the sweeter the welcome for each and every sound, the deeper the settling into this experience of Yoga Nidra, hearing that there is a voice, and feeling that this body can rest upon the earth, and that all that matters is simply to be here in this moment. Moment to be free, allowing all to be. And as the body settles in this way, perhaps notice the coming and the going of the breath, the way that the light arrives and departs in the day, so that each inhalation could be like the dawn light arising, and each exhalation could be like the dusk fading, so that every single breath, every cycle of breath would be like the whole of a day, with the inhalation like the dawn and the exhalation like the dusk. And that in these cycles of the breath, there could be a whole day in every breath. And that these little pauses and turning points in the breath, when the breath is fully in after the arrival of the breath, notice that fullness of the breath and the lightness as if it were the middle of the day and the breath cycle. And then notice that after the breath has gone out, there might be a little time with the breath outside of the body before it turns to come back in. And that in these places, when the breath is fully in and when the breath is fully out, it could be like the middle of the day, and that place at the end of the exhalation, when all of the breath has gone out, would be a little bit like the night time of the breath. And in the night time of the breath, after all of the breath has gone out, be a place to rest. So welcoming the turning cycles of every day, in the turning cycles of every breath, as if each and every breath were a whole day, from the dawning of the inhale to the sunset of the exhale. From the fullness of the middle of the day with the light to the dark ending of the day and the night time after all the colour has gone out of the sky. And to feel that these turning cycles of the circles of the breath echo the turning cycles of the circles of the days, one after another. One after another. And in these turning cycles of the day, let there be a sense now of the body resting in awareness, unchanging awareness that observes all of this turning. And that awareness might allow for the body to rest in the presence of the deep intuitive wisdom that always has the highest interests of the whole of life at heart, and allowing that highest and best intention to make itself known in the body, perhaps a feeling or a sense of intuitive arising guidance, maybe now or in the future, knowing that there is a welcome in this being for that insight or guidance from that space of awareness in which everything arises and dissolves. And sense now in this resting body, as these cycles of the circles of the days of the breath move through, sense now a deep reverence for the holy places of the body, and allow now for this gentle awareness to move around the body as if in every one of the holy sacred places of the holy sacred land of the body, that a blessing, an anointing could be offered to every place. Maybe as the awareness moves, it might travel as if it were anointing the body with the holiest of waters or the most fragrant of oils or the holy smoke. Whatever substance brings this sense of sacralizing the whole of this body with respect and honor. Every place receiving this blessing of a self-anointing fragrant oil, holy waters, holy smoke. Resting the awareness now with this intention to self-anoint. Allow the awareness to be between the eyebrows. From the eyebrows down between the whole of the space between the collarbones, all the way through the whole of the left arm, shoulder, elbow and wrist, into the palm of the hand, holy anointing. The tip of each one of these sacred fingertips, from the tip of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, all the way through left wrist, elbow and shoulder, between the collarbones, holy anointing, fragrance of this oil, the touch of the holy water, holy smoke, these holy substances, traveling down through the right arm, self-anointing, shoulder, elbow and wrist, into the palm of the hand and the back of the hand, and each finger in turn, tip of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. And awareness traveling all the way back up through the whole of the right arm, fingertips, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. Between the collarbones, sacred fragrance, self-anointing, through the breastbone, in the center of the breastbone, over to the left breast, over to the center, over to the right breast, over to the center, all the way through the whole of the heart space, self-anointing with the sacred fragrance, from the center of the breastbone down to the middle of the belly, self-anointing from the belly to the pelvis, to the mound of Venus. Sacred oil, self-anointing. Holy water, holy smoke. All the way through and down through the left hip, knee, ankle, down into the foot. And the whole of the left foot and each toe in turn. Big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. All the way back up. Wrist, ankle, knee, groin, and back to the pelvis. Welcoming all sensations arising in the pelvis. And allowing the attention to travel down along the whole of the right leg. Right hip and knee and ankle. And down into the foot. Visiting each toe in turn, anointing sacred oils. Full respect and honor to every part of the body, all the way down to the toes. Mid toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Each toe in turn, anointed and sacralized. By the presence of awareness, traveling back up through the ankle, knee, hip, into the pelvis, into the belly, visiting each space with respect and honor, anointing the center of the breastbone. Place between the collarbones, the place between the eyebrows and the crown of the head, and the center of the head. And down through that little space between the collarbones and into the deep heart's core. Welcome home to yourself. Welcome home to yourself. Self-anointed in the power and honor and respect of reverent self-acceptance. Reverent self-acceptance. Every part of this being is holy. Allow for the self-anointing of all of these places now. All of these places to receive the blessing of respect and honor. Reverence the power and wisdom present in all of this body through everything that it has experienced, resting now in a place of powerful repose, power through repose. Each and every place anointed with reverent awareness and respect. Welcome home to your true self. Welcome to this ground of being you truly are, that openness of awareness, in which everything arises and dissolves. Everything arises and dissolves. And as the breath moves through this body, allow the awareness to settle on each exhalation deep inside the center of the body, as if coming home to your own self inside the invisible world, the interior world. The spaces that no one sees, the space where the essence of this being is present. Exhale deep into this inside space. Each inhalation now, inviting the awareness to travel outwards to what is visible. Inhaling with the awareness traveling now out to the skin, fingertips and toe tips, to the face, the hair, to all that is visible to the outside world. And each exhalation, allow the attention come deep within to all that is invisible, private, centered, the interior world, unchanging awareness. And as each breath arrives now, let the attention travel out to the exterior world, to what is public, to what is visible, to all that is changing. Skin, hair, nails, fingertips. Breathe into the outside visible part of this body and then exhale deep into the center, the invisible place. And move between the two with the inhalation welcoming all that is visible and the exhalation centered in all that is invisible and the awareness moving between the two. Between the two. Between the visible and the invisible, public and private, interior world, exterior world. And now welcome both of these at the same time. How is that? To remain fully centered within in the interior world. Well, fully connected and aware of all that is exterior, outside, and visible. How is it to be with both of these at the same time? In the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. Welcoming both these experiences into the witness consciousness at the same time. letting go of all of this and simply being here, present in this moment, free, allowing all to be. And in this place now, let there be a welcome for whatever arises. Just simply to be here is more than enough. And in that welcoming for all that arises, let there be perhaps a space of welcome for insight or guidance, intuitive wisdom, or the space to welcome a heart's prayer dearly held. And then as we move towards the end of this practice of Yoga Nidra, allow there to be a welcome for whatever it is that brings delight into this being, whatever place or person, whatever creature or plant, whatever sight, sound, song, smell, whatever it is that brings delight. Breathe into that and allow for that to be breathed into every cell of the body as if you could soak up the delight in every single cell. And breathing into this delight, move with delicious attention to what feels the most perfect kind of stretch so that you can allow the body to awaken. And perhaps to move into a little more of a comfortable space to rest at the end of this practice of Yoga Nidra in a liminal place. So this practice of Yoga Nidra now is complete. You truly are that openness of awareness in which everything arises and dissolves. And in this place, after the completion of the Yoga Nidra, I thank you for listening. And I invite for you to rest comfortably. Some people like to continue to rest horizontally, to roll over onto the side. And some prefer to ease up into a gentle seated meditative position in order simply to welcome this reflective exploration of the essence of the true self emerging. So it can be done lying or seated, so long as you're comfortably able to let a stillness nourish the body. And in that stillness, whether it be vertical or horizontal, it's as if the whole body rests at the center of a holy temple of arose, as if either the body was so tiny that it could fit right into the center of a many-petaled rose, or perhaps that the rose was so vast that the body in its current scale and size could rest in the center of this rose, this many-petaled rose, and resting at the center of the holy temple of the many petaled rose, the light which shines upon the body. It's quite gentle. A gentle light, because there are so many petals through which the light travels before it reaches the body resting. Just as you are right now, seated or lying, resting at the center of the rose and receiving this gentle light that travels through the many layers of the many petals of the rose. And here at this center now is a sense of a very gentle breeze, a very gentle movement of the air, and a sense that the light which shines through the many layers of the many petals is in fact becoming brighter and a little warmer. And realizing that this increasing brightness of the gentle light that shines is because one by one, each of the petals of this many-petaled rose is gently being blown from the stem and away, moon by moon by moon by moon, one petal after another is gently being blown from the stem, detaching and departing, and detaching and departing. And as this continues, moon after moon, year after year, the light that shines through the petals of the rose becomes brighter, and the sense of being illumined by this light becomes clearer, until there only remain very few layers of the petals of this rose temple at whose center the body rests. And in this place now, recognizing that simply a few more petals there, moon by moon, detach and depart, welcoming this increasing brightness of the light, almost as if now the light was shining from inside the body as well as outside, until almost perhaps without even noticing that it has happened, the final petal of the final layer of the rose petaled temple detaches and departs, and here the light is bright and kind, shining from within, shining from without, and here is this self, fully empowered in the light of its own essential wisdom, you rest, fully yourself, free in this moment, fully to inhabit the illumined nature of this true self shining from in deep within, radiant, luminous, and aware. You truly are this openness of awareness in which everything arises and dissolves. Breathing fully into the empowered presence of being free in this moment to be truly yourself. Thank you. So this practice of Yoga Nidra and the meditative reflection that followed it in the liminal space is complete. And I offer you a blessing. A blessing that's usually offered in the morning, but at the end of this blessing is really, it's as if it's a wake-up call, as often these experiences of encountering the menopausal energy are felt in that way, as a wake-up call to one's own true purpose. May my mind come alive today to the invisible geography that calls me to new frontiers, to break the dead shell of yesterday, to risk being disturbed and changed. May I have the courage today to live the life that I would love, to postpone my dream no longer, but to do at last what I came here for, and waste my heart on fear no more. May I have the courage today to live the life that I would love, to postpone my dream no longer, to do at last what I came here for, and waste my heart on fear no more. Mm-hmm.